What we expect to happen is, as the travel gets more expensive for our friends from the UK to come over here, that, you know, they may still come. That's what we've seen happen with the Canadians when this has happened to the Canadian dollar. But typically, they'll spend less on taxable goods. And that means less restaurant meals, and maybe they'll prepare more in their room or their apartment or their house, wherever they're staying, and eat out less. And that ends up with leaving Florida with a little less tax yield than it would have been normally. And certainly it's, you know, it's a big part of our tourism industry, the international visitors. You know, they stay longer and they spend more than our domestic visitors. And so they actually create more jobs per visitor than domestic visitors. And they leave more tax receipts here in the state than the average domestic visitor does.
I can see how the ones that have already booked their trip would still come. But what about in the near future? Like next year, it may be quite different. Is that a worry?
That's always a concern. One of the things that's been really good is with fuel prices down, airline tickets have come down. And typically, we see people from international booking from 4 to 6 months in advance. So they're probably looking at that. They're looking at the price of their airfare. They're looking at the cost of hotels and things like that. But a lot of people are regular visitors to Florida. I think the majority of them will come back. They like to come back year after year, and certainly we enjoy having them here.
So the main worry is once they get here, they're not going to be as big as spenders.
That is, and there's another concern that you know everybody should think about. And when we saw the value of the British pound go down, what that also means is for domestic visitors from the U.S., maybe they're from Chicago or New York or Pennsylvania or somewhere, and they're normal visitors to Florida, travel to the U.K. just got relatively cheaper for the Americans that may have come down here from other states.
Oh.
And so we may lose some travel that way as well. And there were a little over 90 million domestic visitors that came to Florida last year.
So the vote for Britain to leave the European Union took place on June 24th, and I had read some predictions that you made going into the vote. Has anything surprised you or been different in the outcome of Brexit than you might have expected?
You know, one of the things I did talk about when I was writing about this was, you know, it was such a surprise that it injected a lot of volatility in the financial markets. And we know for international trade, that's important. For visitation, that's important as well. You know, we send a lot of exports and get a lot of imports from the UK, about $2 billion worth of imports from the UK, over $1 billion worth of exports of Florida origin goods. And when we see the volatility come into the financial markets, trade tends to go down, and people that may have been investing, maybe starting a business or buying a business from overseas in our state, may have decided to postpone that.